Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We get it.
You need info you can depend on. Not from some schmo off the street.
Or some late-night TV psychic.
But real valuable insight.
That's where we come in. And all you gotta do is listen.
Easy, right?
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
The late night anger match request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morency, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. All right, guys. So how about this? We're gonna change. We'll get back into the college football, but let's talk about the games. That's the thing. All these jackass coaches have hijacked the games. I haven't gotten to Billy Napier though, and Brent Beard will join us later in the week. I look forward to Brent Beard's thoughts on all this SEC stuff that's going on. But I love the Billy Napier hiring. That we were talking earlier about, like, men of integrity, coaches of integrity. And Napier has been hired, like, probably 5-7 jobs over the years, the last couple of years. Like, big-time jobs. And he's been like, no, I'm good. No. And people are like, what are you, nuts? You're in a Sun Belt, bro. And this guy, he loved his kids. He loved the team. And that's the thing. You can't, if you're, like, on, you know, you're a raging Cajun, you can't be like, well, you know what, our coach, like, screwed us. No, your coach is now the head coach of the Florida Gators. And if you were the quarterback of ULL or Louisiana or whatever, and you would, Florida wanted you, you'd go to Florida too, right? It's like, it's one of those type of deals. Brian Kelly's just completely different. The Lincoln Riley stuff, I get it. People in Oklahoma, I get it. Like, I'm not going to defend him. And I just want to say, too, because I know Sooner Nation or enough of the love fest for Lincoln Riley. Well, hey, you guys loved him a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? But for me, it isn't that, oh, Lincoln Riley puts U.S. It's, you know what I mean? Lincoln Riley saves USC. Hell, I think I could have saved USC. All right? Anyone except Clay Helton and everyone else that they do there and that they were doing. Like, they didn't know what the hell they were doing there. All right, the USC athletic department was out of control for years, and just one bad mistake on and off the fields and everywhere, every decision they made was wrong. So, just like if Urban Meyer went to USC, I'd be saying the same thing right now. Like, oh my God, USC are going to win, right? Like, there's a long list of coaches that basically it'd be like, yeah, they're going to win now. Like, because they can already win. They really are like the definition of a sleeping giant. Like, you don't have to do anything. You show up, it's turnkey, right? Like, they're going to come to you now. Like, players are going to come to USC and say, you know what, I want to play here. As opposed to, you don't even have to recruit them. Like, you're going to be fighting them off with a stick. Like, literally, like quarterbacks and stuff like that. It's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be nuts. So I just wanted to get to this because McKinnon's going to join us in level two. We're going to get into the games with Merrill. Can't wait. We're not talking enough about Georgia, actually. Georgia and Alabama's game. But, here's a story about Brian Kelly. All right, so this is from ESPN, too, so it's not like some sort of urban, you know, whatever, myth or something, legend. This is from Matt LaFleur and Robert Salah. So Matt LaFleur now, of course, doing a great job with the Green Bay Packers. Oh, what's Aaron? I want to get to Aaron Rodgers, too. Like, this guy's... I know he's McAfee's guy and stuff like that, but I got to call it out for what it is. I got to get my own straight opinion, and I think he's insane. I think Aaron Rodgers is crazy. that's my diagnosis. He's a narcissist, but he's way past it. The late night anger man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, Arash Markazis, and everybody else in between. Thanks to Arash for joining us. Andy McKinnis will join us from Wager Talk. Steve Merrill kicks it with us as well. We'll handicap the college football games. It's enough talking about the coaches. We're talking about Brian Kelly and his jerkdom all night. And here's a story that's been making rounds today online, courtesy of Matt LaFleur and Robert Salah, specifically Robert Salah. So this is from an article in 2019, all right, when Matt LaFleur was coach of the Packers in 2019. LaFleur and Salah are buddies. They go way back, all right? They've worked together for years. They were also graduate assistants under Brian Kelly at Central Michigan. So Brian Kelly, Mount Pleasant, yeah, Central Michigan. So Kelly was at Central Michigan, then he went to Cincinnati, then he went to Notre Dame. So he's at Central Michigan. So Matt LaFleur and Robert Salah, young graduate assistant coaches at Central Michigan. They received invitations to a party at Brian Kelly's house. When they arrived, they learned they were invited not to the party, but they were on the workers list for the party. Salah said, "We shoveled the snow and parked all the cars. Then at the end of the night, we had to go get the cars again. After the evening ended, LaFleur and Salah made a pact. We decided that when we're in that position, we're never going to treat people the way that we just got treated." No, it's nothing but class, isn't it, Kelly? Like, all the way through, huh? Like, 2 minutes. Like, let's just say, so whatever. So remember, the kid died during his practice. They didn't care, right? Kid died during his practice. Meh. Hey, he should be lucky he died for the honor of Notre Dame filming my practice. Don't worry, though. Notre Dame paid restitution. $77,000 fine to the Labor Board of Indiana. Like, really? Like I said, like, these guys, like, they're lowest of the low. But Kelly met with his players for 2 minutes this morning. 2 minutes, no questions, and he had a cop there with him. Because he had to get his ass to Louisiana. Don't worry, no one ain't opening their door for you, Kelly. They're going to think you're like Jehovah's Witness knocking on their door. Who's at the door? I don't know, some dude. I don't know who he is. So he treats the kids like crap, fans like crap, workers like crap, assistant coaches like crap. Good luck, LSU.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Gretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
It's the late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. So yeah, LeBron James has been placed in a health and safety protocol, and basically it's COVID. Let's just call it out for what it is. And listen, I don't want to be like Aaron Rodgers. All the false reports about my medical. Well, what the hell is health and safety protocol mean, right? Let's just cut to the chase. So. He is vaccinated, though. LeBron is vaccinated. So I saw Shams tweeted that basically LeBron can return. He could be out like 10 days or he could be back. Like, if he tests negative two times in a row, 24 hours apart, you know that deal there. So if he tests negative two times apart, it seems like everyone that gets this, you don't come back 2 days later unless you're Nick Saban because you're Superman. Right. Everybody seems to be out about a week with this thing, week to 10 days. I gotta tell you, though, you know, Lakers got it done tonight. It's a good thing, too, because they better, like, win games. Their schedule's about to get a hell of a lot tougher moving forward.
And as far as LeBron, like I said, LeBron could be back. I'd expect like a week or something like that, week to 10 days type of deal. He's got to get back-to-back negative tests. And speaking of which, actually, too, quickly on with vaccinations, is Amari Cooper. We discussed this with George Kurtz earlier on Game Time Decisions tonight, right here on SiriusXM Channel 159. And he's a Cowboy fan, so we were breaking down the game on Thursday night, and Cooper still hasn't cleared. He still hasn't cleared. And word is, he's not. So get this. This morning, Jerry Jones said, oh, he should be ready. He'll be ready. And McCarthy said like an hour later, I don't think he's going to be ready. Said, no, I don't think so. Like, basically, like implying, no, Cooper's not going to be available. And the thought was, well, listen, did McCarthy and Jerry Jones not talk? Or, like, is Jerry Jones out of the loop? Come on, Jerry Jones ain't out of the loop. He runs that building. What it was Jerry Jones is putting pressure on Amari Cooper and letting him know, you're done. Like, I'm going to, like, it's setting it up. Like, you know, I'll see you there. Knowing, you know what I mean? When you set someone up like that, it's almost like a kid. Yeah, yeah, I know you're lying to me and whatever. But, yeah, I'll see you on Thursday night, right? Wink, wink. Yeah, okay. And then when you don't show up Thursday, it's like, you son of a bitch, I knew you weren't going to show up. And where I'm going with this is Amari Cooper is not vaccinated, and Jerry Jones was pissed off last week, and they lost the game. He was mad before the game. He said if Amari Cooper was vaccinated, he'd be able to play today on Thanksgiving. And then Michael Irvin, who's defended the hell out of Amari Cooper over the years, ripped him. And he said, this guy, I can't protect this guy anymore. He's selfish, whatever. He doesn't care about the team. And now, if he misses Thursday's game, it's going to get ugly there. Like, they're it's going to be ugly. This is what I'm talking about, being vaccinated and caring about your teammates. And it's clear Cooper doesn't. And fine. The Cowboys have also lost three of their last four football games, too, I should add. And you know what? I think they could lose on Thursday. I think the Saints are a live dog, actually. Getting Kamara back, getting Ingram. Kamara was limited in practice. Let's bring Andrew McInnes in right now, see what he thinks about that game. And more. What's going on, McInnes? Wager Talk. How you doing, McInnes?
What's up, Gabe? Doing great, man. I just hit my 16th straight NHL pick tonight, man. Feeling good.
We're talking sports, though, right away. But you open up with you. We appreciate that. 16 straight NHL winners, though.
I'm feeling good. I had to mention it, man. Sometimes you got to mention that. You ask me how I'm doing, I'm doing good. Real good.
You mentioned it right out of the gate. But are you one of these people? So what, your life, you're only doing good if you won? Because I hate that. I ask people that. Hey, how you doing? Okay. Well, I won a game tonight, or I lost a game, so I'm not doing well, or I'm doing well.
No, definitely not. I'm like the exact opposite of that. And sometimes I see handicappers that have been doing this for many, many years, and I'm like, How do you live with the way that you guys react and some of these people, the way they react? Of course, I don't let it affect my personal life at all. I'm just coming in saying, hey, Gabe, I'm doing good, man. I'm in a good mood. How are you doing?
Whatever, I'm all right.
Are you all? It's never a dull moment. It's never.
No, I don't know. I just, you know what I mean? Like, so, I don't care. You're a handicapper, I'm not busting your balls. That's awesome, but I want to hear about it a little bit. But I'm one of those people, I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? I hate to admit it, and I realize that, like, as I've gotten older, I'm just, like, a big jerk, bro. Like, I don't have patience for anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, I see people on Twitter, oh, I won, I lost. I'm like, I don't care, bro. Like, who cares? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like, well, when people talk about their golf game.
People don't tweet their losses out. You look on Twitter and nobody's losing. According to Twitter, nobody loses.
Yeah, right, that's a good point. Everyone has a great night all the time. So let me ask you. And no, that's great, 16 straight winners. But over what period of time? Like, how long has it taken? So, like, when's the last time you lost a hockey bet then? Like, over 16 picks over what period of time? And are you 0-13 in the NBA and in the NFL, too? So, and it doesn't mean anything on the other side. So, what's...
No, well, that's the thing. I mean, I always talk about volume, and I've kind of struggled with it, to be honest with you. And during this run, I have kind of wished I'd gone a little higher, but you got to stick with what's working. So, to answer your question... about a week and a half, 2 weeks, I guess. Yeah, about nearly 2 weeks, I guess. Nearly 2 weeks.
Well, that's awesome.
There's been some days off and stuff like that. And I'll be honest, yeah. It's different than what it has usually been for me. But I guess I've just been really fighting hard to protect the undefeated, you know? Like, last Saturday, I liked, like,
you're sitting on your lead. You're running the clock out now. Yeah, it's called out for what it is. You're sitting on your lead. You want to pat it. No, but you know what? That discipline you're showing, you're winning, right?
Right.
That's the thing. Like, winning is contagious, and so is losing, right? It really is. Like, you get used to losing or used to breaking even and stuff, and it becomes acceptable. And I noticed that, too, and I've got out of that zone. I was in a zone for, like, 3-4 months. I've been out of that zone for about 2 months now, October, November, where for a couple of months, like, during the baseball season and everything, I was killing it, McInnes, and I really just hated losing. You know what I mean? I was like, nah, I don't really want to bet on that because I don't want to give the money back. I was like, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
and then,
for sure.
And then other times it'd be like, oh, I'm glad I have all this money and I don't bet on everything because I'm going to put a lot on this one. And I would pounce and I would win and stuff, right? And, you know, but I've gotten away from that. I've fallen back into the helter-skelter, million games a night, just sort of all over the place, the roller coaster up and down, which I don't like. I've been mad at myself for it. But, it is what it is because you win and you lose, you win, you lose. And honestly, McKinnis, like, it's completely different. For me, I'll have an 11-0 run, bro. Right? I don't even talk about it. I don't even bring it up. It'd be like, I went 12-0. Yeah, at 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, I just went 12 bets in a row. And then by the end of the night, it's like, yeah, whatever. And even me, sometimes I'll be like, bro, weren't you like 8-1 before? And yeah. I was like, at the end of the night, I'm like, how did I lose money? It's like, oh, well, yeah, everything fell apart after. So I'll give you credit. Discipline is better. Discipline is better in gambling. There's no debating it. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean only bet one game every 4 days, but I'm just stating, discipline is, without discipline, you can't win in the long run. That is a fact.
And I'll be honest, Gabe, it's kind of driven me nuts on some of those days where I'm like, man, I could have gone like 5-1. You know what I mean? Because there has been a day or two where I'm like, but there's also been those days
where that bothers me.
I could have gone 1-4. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's kind of
how you get. And you're not even calling me out when you say that I'm stat padding because you're right. I'm protecting it. It's kind of like that saying I told you a few weeks back when we were talking. You got to hate to lose more than you love to win. And right now, I hate to lose. And it's the last thing I want to do is lose this streak, man. I'm just working my tail off to try and find the winner every night. Just one winner. It's all I need is just one a day.
I hate to bet against you, but this streak is about to burst. As a betting man.
I'll take my picks.
As a betting man, yeah, thank you. As a betting man, I'm like, no way, you're not getting a 20. You're not getting a 20. More McInnes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models,
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the per minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
This is Sports Rage. I see a commercial on TV right now for 7-Eleven. And in a commercial, like, this dude walks in and a girl walks in, like, a couple walk into 7-Eleven, and, like, a bunch of confetti falls, and, like, it's like, you won a trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. And it's like, wow. And they're like, come into your local 7-Eleven and you can win a trip to your Stanley Cup Finals. There's a 7-Eleven right across the street from me right now, all right? Let me tell you, I ain't ever won anything when I walked in there. Last time I was in there, a homeless dude walked in, grabbed a hot dog, put a bunch of condiments on it, and then walked out. And the lady's like, can you help me and stuff? Next thing you know, I'm on the street arguing with a homeless guy for stealing a hot dog. And I told the lady, I said, listen, you got to make sure these guys pay before you let them touch it. I said, it's your fault. And I cannot stress, like, dude, I was in a 7-Eleven. It was last night, actually. I was in 7-Eleven. Same thing. Like, someone tried to rob the place. Like, I tell you, like, I don't know what 7-Elevens, man, what neighborhood. Like, I'm in the wrong neighborhood, I guess, because no 7-Eleven I've ever walked into. 7-Eleven in Vegas, man. You're lucky we don't get shot. And
and those workers aren't getting paid enough to defend something like that. That's for sure. They're going to just sit there and watch.
Well, Vegas in Naked City, where I lived, it was a really dangerous area. And there was a 7-Eleven there. There's a K store and a 7-Eleven, and they're both crazy. But the 7-Eleven was worse because it was on the backside of the strip. And I used to talk about that, McInnes. I was like, there's no way in hell, man. You imagine, dude, in those days, too, they were making like $5 an hour, man. You're wearing $5 an hour with a bunch of psycho crackheads in Las Vegas in a bad neighborhood. And the only thing is, bro, like, they had, like, bulletproof glass, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they didn't play around, right? But it's still, it was always getting robbed. It was always something. What they do, though, that 7-Eleven in Vegas, and I guarantee you, they don't have this in your hometown, McInnes, I don't think, is Houston. It's like this. You'll see this in places. It's like jail. So basically, like in Vegas, you go to the 7-Eleven, and you tell the guy what you want through a speaker. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, I want.
Parts of the town I grew up in where they have.
I want a bag.
Certain hours.
I want a bag of Doritos. I want a bag of Doritos. I want a Mountain Dew, and a box of condoms. And you tell the guy, all right. And then you put the money in. You push it through. And it'll, you know what I mean? Like, you never go in. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
They don't If they're smart, they won't let you in. Right now in the Bay Area, it's out of control, man. Like in California, and even it happened in Minneapolis the other day. Flash mobs going into stores with hammers and stuff like that. It's a crazy world. So Thursday night football, New Orleans Saints and the Dallas Cowboys. Spread this, what last check I saw was 4.5 here. Let me double check. FanDuel currently 4.5. Let's see. And it looks like Taysom Hill is going to be the quarterback. Yeah, it's 4.5. So Taysom Hill is taking first-team reps. I know I saw he was limited. I know that Kamara's practicing now, but Kamara's, quote, limited in practice, but I believe Kamara's playing. Mark Ingram will be playing, and looks like Taysom Hill. Taysom Hill's going to be the quarterback. Sean Payton's just trying to play it close to the vest to try to confuse the Cowboys a little bit. For the record, listen, Jameis Winston is, you know, they haven't won a game since Jameis Winston went down, but Taysom Hill is good. He's not your pure, you don't want him as your starting quarterback for the next 7 years, but you can win football games with this guy as long as he's healthy enough to run around a bit. And if he's playing, I think he is. And Taysom Hill, 3-1, just for the record, everybody. If you're wondering what Taysom Hill's record is as a starting quarterback in the National Football League with the Saints, he went 3-1 as a starting quarterback. And you know what? He was pretty effective along the way. You got a 16-game win streak going on in the NHL, so I'm asking the champ here, the King McInnes, about the football game, though. But it is early. It's early. It's only Tuesday now, so I won't hold you to your pick. But early week lean right now. I'll tell you me, I'm buying into the Saints right now. The Saints season's on the line. I think they show up on Thursday night. What are you leaning with?
I'm right there with you. I agree with you. And I think that with Hill behind center, you know, you mentioned the record there. He's someone that I kind of like for them. That's just not, he's not going to make a crazy big play. He's not going to give you that, you know, 70-yard toss downfield. What he's going to do is take care of the football and, you know, probably going to be a conservative offense. But as long as they take care of the ball and manage the game well and have, you know, smart possessions, I feel like they might be able to win this game outright, Gabe. You know, and Dallas got off to that unbelievable start, obviously straight up and ATS, but. You know, we got one team getting healthier, one team potentially having some injuries and some issues on their end. And let's not forget, Dallas is allowing some points right now. And I think that New Orleans can capitalize on that.
And not to mention, the Cowboys coaching staff is beaten down by COVID. And it's one thing, people do not, people don't put a lot of stock into that, right? I've heard people, well, it's not a name, because, you know, people, whatever, dude. Like, if it's not a fantasy football player, or a DFS player, mm-hmm. I guess it doesn't matter, right? And, you know, we don't talk enough about the defensive side of the football and injuries and stuff. But the thing is, I've noticed, McKinnis, and you and I have talked about this, and I've said, like, in college football, it happened all the time, man. It was insane, bro. It was like your streak. It was like 20-2 or something like that. Like, where before every game would be like, oh, yeah, Boise State are without 22 guys due to COVID. They'd win 59-0. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
It happened, like, yeah, all the time, man, early in the COVID stuff last year when it started, whatever. But it's changed. And one thing I've noticed, McKinnis, is, like, put it this way, actually, the Saints. When the Saints didn't have any of their coaches, they lost. It's a problem. Like, anybody that's played sports, you know sports, you got to understand, man, without the coaches, the other coaches are suddenly doing jobs they don't do, McKinnis, right? It changes the routine, the rhythm, right? You got some guy. What do you mean? I don't have a headset on talking to this guy normally. What, I got to talk to this guy now, right? And, well, I got to talk to the kids now in between here? I don't do that usually. I'm handling the linebackers normally. No. Now you're doing a D-line too. You know what I mean? It's a domino effect. And now, well, everyone's been praising Dan Quinn. Now, so they are lucky they have Dan Quinn to coach, all right? So McCarthy's out. But to me, it's a domino effect of all the coaches having COVID, McCarthy not being there. Just changes the dynamic a bit. Plus, quite frankly, the Cowboys are flaky right now. They've lost 3 of their last 4, and I know the Saints have lost 4 in a row too. But the Saints aren't bad. They've just been besieged with injuries and circumstances. They got embarrassed last Thursday on Thanksgiving against the Bills, McKinnis. Here's another national television game, back-to-back. I just don't see them getting blown out, bro. Even if they lose, this game comes down to the wire.
And again, like I mentioned, let's not sit here and pretend that Dallas aren't going to give up points. And if New Orleans can capitalize on their chances, like I said, they're going to get some points and, like I said, cover and potentially win this game. People are going to write this game off. I think it's a great point you're making. People are going to think it's an easy one on Dallas, and you and I are going to be sneaky and play the Saints here.
I'm going to slide in. So I'll tell you what, I don't know how sneaky we are.
Would you agree it's a sneaky play? I feel like people are going to play Dallas.
No, I think what it's going to be the classic, you'll hear Teddy, sharp versus squares. You know what I mean? That sort of. Yeah, exactly. I mean, public's going to say, oh, the Saints suck. They lost 4 in a row. Taysom Hill sucks and blah, 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 blah. And they'll bet it. And people that bet for a living are going to say, oh, God, I'm taking the Saints plus the points. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, I think the number comes down, McKinnis, actually. I think the number comes down. I think it'll come down.
What about the Chiefs game, Gabe? What are you thinking about that? I mean, it's just ridiculous looking at all these stats and trends and you know, I like the Broncos. I like Denver, and it's just hilarious. You can look at KC 2-10 last 12 at home, ATS 1-5 this year. There's so many different things you can look at trends wise, but the odds makers keep hanging these big numbers, and the exact reason is kind of what you were just talking about.
Well, but they haven't, right? The Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City Chiefs were 4-16 against the spread on a 20 game run, right? And that was the game going into the Raider game on Sunday night a couple of weeks ago. And then finally they made the Chiefs like 1.5 point favorites. And what happened? They rolled them. And I'll tell you, McKinnis, I was betting against the Chiefs like weekly for the last year and a half type thing during this run. But I abandoned ship and I've been riding this thing in which the Chiefs were like a, you know, blue chip Apple stock, bro, that was on sale. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Mahomes is done, the Chiefs this and that and all this other stuff. No, they've just had a bad month. Their O-line's beat up. And you know what? They're used to things working for them. They need to just tweak a few things. And they have. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are the most dangerous team. If you ask me right now who's the team to beat in the AFC, I'll tell you the Kansas City Chiefs. That's my opinion, McKinnis. Now, it doesn't mean I want to lay 10, though. So you just asked me about the point spread. So if you look at the Chiefs, so they beat the Packers 13-7 without Rodgers. It was 13-0 all game. The Chiefs' defense been playing some good football. They held Washington to 13 points. The Tennessee game's an outlier. They lost 27-3. Giants, they win 2017. Green Bay, they beat 13-7. They go into Vegas. They're only laying 2.5 points. And they win 41-14. Then last week, the gift of the century, ooh, the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, yeah, the Cowboys. The Chiefs were like 2.5 at home against the Cowboys. Come on.
Denver's only lost by 10 points twice so far this year.
Well, you get into division rivals, and it's a little bit different, but Denver aren't that good. Denver just played a horrible schedule. Put it this way, I'm not in a hurry to lay 10. That game didn't jump off the page at me, but I wouldn't take Denver either. Morgan McInnes on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man. What?
Late Night Anger Management Class. Now, listen, I'm sure they've raised a lot of money for charity and stuff, so I can't really say anything here. But, yeah, I can, because I will anyways, but... God, am I going to be happy when this November stuff's over. Like, every stupid hockey guy on TV's got their little dumb, like, little mustaches and goatees and beards and, like, I don't know. Just cut a check for the charity. You know what I'm saying? McKenzie, you have that Movember thing? You're a hockey guy. You have that? Yeah, Babano's a hockey guy. I don't think Babano can grow facial hair, actually. Babano's a middle-aged man that can't grow facial hair. You don't have, you know, you too, though. Hey, McKenzie, you don't have, like, you're not decked out. Like, although I will say Jay Arnright looks pretty funny. Like, Arnright. I saw Arnright. I'm like, dude, are you kidding me?
Well, I told you, man, I grew up playing basketball, right? Like, I played hockey, too, but, like, basketball was my thing. But, I can't really grow a mustache. I've tampered with trying to grow some facial hair a little bit, but yeah, not to sound negative, but I'm kind of with you, you know, like focus more on the fundraising and less about the style. I feel like a lot of people, especially young people my age, they kind of just do it like, oh, I'm growing the mustache to support. It's like, no. Support by raising money or awareness, you know?
People want to have fun, but yeah, exactly.
Growing a mustache and not shaving for a month just because you're lazy isn't showing support.
that's a good point. Well, I don't know if it's lazy because they got to go around it and it must be itchy right. And all that. But I got to be honest. Listen, we weren't on TV for like 4 days or something, as long as I've been off for like ever. And it's the one thing since I've been back, right? It's like, oh, I got to effing shave. You know what I mean? I ran into somebody once. It was Robin Black, actually, the fight guy, Robin Black. And I know Robin well, but I saw him once and. We weren't on for like 2 weeks or something. And he's like, oh my God. He goes, you look so different now than you do like normally. I said, yeah, because I know I'm not on TV. Right? Like, I mean, I'm not on TV. I'm not thinking about, oh, I better shave. Right. But I'm not down with the mustaches and the little perfect and the Ron Jeremy's and the handlebars. Like you said, I'd rather just, you know, give money and cut the check. All right. So I brought it up earlier to Arash Markazi. I just briefly brought it up. So I got to throw it at you, even though I am a Canadiens fan. You talked a lot about the Leafs sucking and all that all the time. And let's call it out for what it is. It's amazing from where the Canadiens were just a couple of months ago to where they are now, in which they fire the general manager, the head of pro scouting and development. And I've never seen this before where they actually fired the PR guy too. So it goes like clearly they were upset and they felt like, yeah, these guys got to go. And I was disappointed last night because I bought in and I followed the Canucks closely as well. But I bought in. I was like, listen, All you jackasses just got everybody fired except for the coach, and they can't fire the coach because we fire the coach every 2 weeks, okay? So at some point, you know what I mean? At some point, look in the mirror. Remember I told you that last year when they fired Julian?
I said that was funny.
Yeah, but I said it's not so much against Ducharme. I said, how many coaches are we going to go through with the same guys? Where it's like, maybe it's not the coach. Maybe it's these guys, right? So now I don't blame Ducharme at all, bro. I do not blame Ducharme for this at all, this start. I blame the players. And also, I don't blame anybody. There's reality. They don't have Shea Weber. They don't have Carey Price. They don't have their two best players on the back end and leaders. Right, so there you go. And Cole Caulfield struggled. So there's a lot of ifs, ands, or buts, and whys, McInnes. But nevertheless, Bergevin's gone. And a lot of people think he's going to turn up with the LA Kings next.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I can sit here and make excuses. And you're completely right about me always being the guy joking around at the Leafs and chirping them. The fact of the matter is the Canadians aren't getting it done. And the defense has been embarrassing. Goal production has been embarrassing. And you know, I can sit here and say, you know what, we had a third and fourth string goaltender playing for a few weeks, or we don't have, you know, the veteran pieces we had, Shea Weber, Joel Edmondson.
So do a lot of not other teams, though, right?
But that's so the do thing. All these teams. Yep. You know, they look at Tampa Bay. They lost their entire third line. You know what I mean? Yep. All these guys, all these teams, they have to go through with that type of stuff. But like you said, where they were last year, or even what they were able to do in the playoffs, to where they are now, it's actually a real good point you make that, you know, maybe Ducharme has to change some of his systems. I'll say that because I've defended him and I've said I like him, but he has to change some of the stuff he's doing. But it's kind of like what you and I always say. You can only play the teams that are in front of you on your schedule. You can only coach the kids or the players, excuse me, that the GMs give you. And so
they are kids. And that's a good point. And that's another thing, too, that it's just reality. And I blame the Molsons for this. Like, I was getting mad. I hated the draft pick of the little sexting, whatever, video, little pervert kid there. I didn't like that draft pick. Yeah, and thanks, Bergevin. You draft this kid, and now we got to live with him, and you roll on. Good job, buddy.
Now he's gone.
So, yeah, I know. Now we got to live with it, right? So, but Molson approved that as well. And Molson's a problem. Let's call it out for what it is. But let's be real. Shea Weber was freaking good, right? The guy's a Hall of Fame caliber player, right? And Carey Price is too. And they were hot. And you don't have that. But they didn't build on, you know what I mean, McKinsey? Like, I was actually excited. I was like, wow, I mean, you got Suzuki, you got Caulfield, you know what I mean? You got Carey Price, you got Romanoff, we can build it. We got something here. And now, you know, the rest of the league will see that, wow, look at Montreal and how crazy it is and fun it is when they win. And I want to be part of that. And what do we do after, bro? We start arguing with Corey Perry over $1 million a year and stuff. Like, yeah. What the hell are they doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't build on anything. Like, it fell apart.
Well, a point that you made to me last year during the playoffs, which was a good point, that when you play in a market like Montreal or Toronto or some of these big markets, even like New York, it was hard for them to go into a quote-for-quote rebuild. And I see that word get thrown around so much this time of year in the NHL. It kind of bugs me. I'm kind of getting sick and tired of that word, to be honest with you. But certain teams and markets, they're scared to go into that rebuild. And I'm not saying the Canadians need that. But since I've been alive, or since I've been, you know, coherently following sports, they've never really been in that. That's the thing about the Canadians. They've always just been in the mix, like just missing the playoffs, kind of thing like that when I was growing up. You know what I mean? Like, I never had
it's the worst place
them.
To be in between. Yeah.
Exactly. And I've never had to witness them bottom of the pack. But you look at their roster right now. You mentioned Romanoff. He's going to be great. He's learning every year, learning every game. Caulfield, he'll be okay. Suzuki, I think he's going to be a great two-way center. Even Ryan Poehling's been great. But players, you know, Arturi Lehkonen, he's scoring some goals and stuff like that, and he's a good two-way guy. But the problem is you can only have so many guys that I can come on here and say they're two-way guys. You know, last year it was hilarious. You had me and Matt Perrault on, or I joined you guys, and I went at it, and all I defended was our depth. But the depth only gets you so far when you're scoring, you know, 2 point something goals per game. You know,
well, look at the teams, dude. Exactly. Look at the players that other teams have. How the hell are you supposed to beat Marchand and Bergeron? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, how are you going to match up with, like, the Lightning guys? And how are you going to match, like, the talent just isn't there. And like I said, I'm not even blaming the players. The players could do better, okay? They need to suck it up. They got to do a little better. But I'm not blaming the players. I blame the organization for, once again, whatever. You guys made it to the Cup. You were happy with that, evidently. And now you're going to suck for another 20 years again, I guess. Right? And that's the thing. And you'll just make money. And, you know, just the wheels spin. So when's their next game? Are they playing tomorrow?
I don't even know, to be honest with you.
All right, let me see. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, they aren't. They aren't. They actually have some time off. They have some time off.
This guy says he follows it. Good thing you're on a 16-game win streak. That's your thing. You don't know. You're not looking at the schedule. It's helping you.
usually around this time is when I'm in the lab, you know, do my research.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Canadian schedule. Because I just want to see who they play next. Raptors suck, too. That's another story. They're like the Canadians.
Right. So that's why they must have done everything the way they did, Gabe.
Oh,
their
God.
Next game.
Avs.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, the Avs are on an East Coast road trip.
Avs on Thursday. Avs on Thursday in Montreal. Man, that's horrible. Avs always kill the Canadians in Montreal, too. Then you got the Canadians at Predators, Lightnings at Canadians, Blackhawks at Canadians. I don't know. So I guess the Canadians might win a game on Thursday, December the 9th.
I will say this, though, Gabe. We say we don't blame the players and stuff like that, but like you said, there has been some really sloppy play, man. There has been some sloppy play. There's been some turnovers. There's been some different things. These guys can play better. The team that they put out
the
team they've orchestrated can be better. So I'm not going to sit here and say, you know what, Bergevin put forward a horrible team this year. They deserve to be in the bottom. They don't deserve the record they're playing right now. They do deserve, by the way they've been playing. But, you know, the players could perform better, you know.
They're a team that's carried by their goalie, and their goalie's not there. And this is for all you jackasses that thought that Jake Allen should be the guy last year, too, all right? So,
yeah.
Once again, I'm right, just for the record. I'm not saying to you, McKiss, to everyone else. All right, McKiss, CFL playoffs, Hamilton Tiger Cats. And the Toronto Argonauts, oldest rivalry in North America. And our buddy Babano here. Holy crap, Babano's going hard on Twitter here.
He is going hard. Actually, I got a bone to pick with you.
With me? Go on.
Do you have any idea what it's going to be? So all year long, I got the chirps about the Edmonton Elks. And I sat here and laughed. And I said, you know what? You're right. So... you're like me. You get the nickname Sports Rage. I can easily tell when I get home from walking my dog and I see 8 Gabe tweets in a row, I can tell which team you're on. And I knew you were on the Alouettes. And the quarterback of the Alouettes in that playoff game was the former quarterback of the Edmonton Elks.
And he's the reason we lost.
Fumbled the ball twice and got
an
interception.
He sucks.
I'm asking myself, why did Gabe take the quarterback from the team he made fun of me for taking?
That's a bad example. You're reaching.
I had to
reaching.
Call you
up
for it,
now you're reaching. You know, because
no,
I'm a bunch
no,
of Alouette.
No.
Because I'm an Alouette fan. That's why. It's pretty simple.
I knew you were a fan, but do you bet with your heart? I don't know.
Yes. And the CFL, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I bet with my heart. And plus, I don't think Hamilton are very good. That's another thing. I'm telling you right now. I'm trying to find Babano's tweet here. I don't know. He's got so freaking many of them.
He's going crazy, I think, Gabe, about the fact that they're opening up more seats now or something like that.
Yeah. I see that. He's mocking.
You tell me, you lived in Toronto. What's going on there? They didn't want to have all the seats available, so it'd be half Hamilton fans, or what's the deal there?
No, they've added seats because the game is going to be sold out. That's why. So is this rocket science?
No, but why is Bobano getting involved as a Hamilton fan, as a Hamiltonian? He seems like...
Okay, this is it. Yeah, the Toronto Argonauts tweeted out, we've opened the upper east stands for Sunday's Eastern Final. Nice, simple tweet, meaning that we're selling a lot of tickets for the game. We have another section open. Bobano comes on. Gotta love how the Argos are framing it like they're pathetic sham of a fan base with two people in it are responsible for this. It's Ticat fans making this happen. Let the Ticat takeover of BMO Field commence on Sunday. The sham.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Addict. The passion.
Yeah, me too, but it made me think I'm putting 500 on the Argos, Babano, because of this. I already like the Argos, but Reinbold's a friend of the show. What happened with Reinbold? Did he get back to you or what? I told Matthias. So he's busy this week. All right, more McKinnis on the other side. We'll find out who he likes. Argos! Dude, that's not that Ticat game. Between Trevor Harris and the incompetent Canadian Tire managing jackass referee, that's why the Avs lost.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're down to the final four. Hamilton Tiger Cats, Toronto Argonauts. Argonauts minus one. Hosting the Tiger Cats. Oldest rivalry in sport. It literally is. The Argonauts were founded in 1873, guys. It's pretty hardcore. oldest team in North America, the Toronto Argonauts. And arguably the coolest uniforms. Hamilton Tiger Cats, this is like a big rivalry. They really hate each other. Hamilton is like the second oldest team in sport, so they really don't like each other. It is real. Look, but Bano's like got that real power. I love his passion too. The thing is, Argo fans are very diehard. Like, the people that like the Argos are really into it. Except what Babano has to realize is people in Toronto actually have the Toronto Raptors, the NBA champions, and the Toronto Blue Jays and Vlad Guerrero, and the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Hamilton have the Hamilton Tiger Cats, right, Babano? I'm going to go at Babano tomorrow hard. I'm going to represent the Argos.
I'll tune in.
Yeah, I'm coming at him. And he got Winnipeg laying eight to Saskatchewan. I think Winnipeg are unbeatable, bro. I think they're one of the better CFL teams I've seen in a long time, man. But 8.5 points against the Riders, tough one. I know you got a future in on the Riders, so you got some thinking to do how to work this one out, right? You got the Riders at 7-1.
Yeah, 7-1 in Saskatchewan. I thought that if there was going to be a team that could take down Winnipeg, it is Saskatchewan. Obviously, that was an unbelievable game last week. High scoring between those two. Brett Lowther, Nova Scotia boy, the field goal kicker for Saskatchewan. He's clutch. He doesn't miss. He got it done for them. If I can hopefully get to a great cup with a 7-1, money line ticket, that'd be pretty awesome. But it's going to be tough. Winnipeg is by far, they've been the best team in the league pretty much the entire year. MVP quarterback. It's all about their run game. If they can control the battle of the trenches, there's no way they lose that game. But if we can see some great run defense from Saskatchewan, they can shut down that run game for Winnipeg, make it tough with their passing. But Hamilton-Toronto, Gabe, Hamilton was a great defensive team. They've really turned it on. But I like the over here. Toronto will throw the ball. Hamilton, they made some defensive mistakes, but Montreal just couldn't capitalize last week. Some brutal refereeing. So give me.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.